We are up to Nedarim Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. I'm sorry, Amud Aleph. We'll pick it up from Chaf Gimel Amud Beis at two lines from the bottom with Iboy Elohu. So discussion now, we want to know, we're talking about Nidrei Zrizin, when we take a neder to encourage or to threaten the other person, to get them to do what we want them to do. Does everyone agree that this is mutter or not? So it's like this. Iboy Elohu. He has the following question. The Shorish Beis Ayin Aleph always mean to want, to ask, or to require, depending on the context. So here it means they're asking, they're inquiring, they're raising the following dilemma. Pligi Rabbanan Alei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, or lo? Do the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, whose opinion was back in the Mishnah, on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph? Or no? Do they argue with him? The Im Tim Salomar Pligin, if you're going to tell me that they argue with him, Hilchasa Kivasi Olo. Do we paskin like the Chachamim, or do we paskin like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? So Tashma, I'm going to bring you a raya from a Mishnah in Samach Gimel Amid Beis. Ha'omer lechaveiro. Now we're to the top of Chaf Dalid. A person says to his friend, Konem Shani Nehenu Lecho, Im Iato Noite Levincha Kor Shel Chitin Ushtei Chavya Shel Yain. Benefiting from you is going to be konim. It's also for me. If you don't take from me, for your son, a gift of a core of wheat and two barrels of wine. This is what I'm giving you, right? So if he says this, the other person can be mat to the neder without having a chacham, a halachic authority come along and be matir. Why is that? Because he can say to the guy who took the neder, kluma marta ella b'shvil kvoidi. Were you really saying any of this? Did you really take this neder? You just wanted to give me some kavod. You wanted to convince me to accept this gift for my son. You're doing me a favor. You're being mechabed me. I understand, right? But however, I'm going to refrain from it. And zehu kvoidi. That is my kavod. The fact that I don't accept this from you. The Rambam over here, Hilchos Nedarim, Ches Yud Dalid. The Rambam brings the case Hamadras Chaveiro Oshenishpa Va'omerlo Shetavo V'Tito Levincha Kur Shel Chit Kur Echad Chitin Oshtei Chavya Shel Yain. Our case of the Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah on Samech Gimel, Hareze Yochel Lahatir Nidro Below Sheilas Lechacham. You don't have to go to Bimatir Neder for this. V'Omerlo, he says, Kumlo Klum, this chavantol ella lechvoideni. You just wanted to be mechabed me. Kavoidi, my kavod is shlo etol, and I'm not going to take it from you. Kavar higie lai kavoid shnedarta bishvili. I got that. The fact you're willing to do such a thing for me is significant. Vechein hanoidero hanishba she ein ato nehenetli im ein ata noising livni kor shalchitim shtei chav yoshalayin. You're not going to get, you're not going to have any hanaf unless you do this. Harezi yoch lahatir nedro shalom nisheilas chacham. You don't have to do it. Yomer harein ki ilin is kabalti vehigiel liyadi kevchein kol kiyot bazeh. So we'll see that case also. It's as if I've already received it. You're making these statements. This is an example of there's reason because you want to be mechabed me, and I say no. I'm fine. Just the fact that you're willing to do this is good enough. So Gemara is like, it makes a diak. Time at the Omer HaZehu Kvoidi. The reason that you can be mata the neder without having to do Sheilat to a Chacham is because the guy said these words, Zehu Kvoidi, right? Halav Hachi, but if he didn't say that, right? Nederhu, it is a neder, right? So you see that it is real. Some money, so whose opinion is this following? E, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if you're going to tell me it's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, can't be. Nidrei Zrizin have. This is an example of trying to exhort somebody to do what you want them to do, to force them to do something, right? It's not going to be a netter because your only intention while you said this, you just wanted to encourage the other guy to take the gift. El Shema Minos, you have to learn from, you see from this, Pligi Rabbanan Ale. It must be that the Rabbanan are cholik and they hold that Nidrei Zrizin are Nidorim. That is a significant thing. Well, it says like this, no, la'olam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Really, really, I can tell you this is going like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umod Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, behai de nidra have. But in this case, he's mode, he's masking, he agrees, admits that this would be a real neder, and it's not just a way of like nidre's reason. The Amr Le, because the one who took the neder could say, Lo kalba ana. I'm not a dog. What does that mean? Well, it's different. You know, in the Gemara and Shas, they didn't have dogs like people do nowadays, like pets, right? And this is true up till very recently in the Middle Eastern countries. Now in Israel, you know, lots of people have dogs. But back then, dogs were, it was like a street animal. It just wandered around and it took its own food from the garbage. So when you say, the guy says, Lo kalba ana, I'm not a dog, that's like, it's a disgraceful thing. They were like, it's like a parasite. You know, they don't have any purpose. They're given food. It's like a rachmanis you have on them. So a person finds himself in a position of always receiving from others, right? I don't want you to treat me like that. I just take and I don't give. I'm not a parasite. I'm not a dog. Right? The mis hanino minoch, that I get hana from you, velo mis hainas minoi, but you're not going to get hana back from me. So the guy who says he wants it to be a real neder, that you'll accept the gift. And it's not just a means of, you know, encouraging the bird. It's not a nidre's reason. Okay, so more tries again. Tashma. Right? Guy says, benefiting for me is going to be konim, it's also for you if you don't give my son the core of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. So Remer says, this is a good neder, right? And you can't get any benefit from the one who took it, ad sheitin, until he actually gives him the gift. In this case also, the guy can get out of his neder without getting bringing in the Talmud Chachmi Mata neder. Shiocha loymar, because he's able to say to him, Hareini ke'ilu hiskabalti. It's as if I've already received it from you. Okay, so time domer, Hareini ke'ilu hiskabalti. The reason why this is good, because the guy could say, it's as if I received it, I was already makabal it. Holav achi, but if he didn't say this, neder who? It would be a neder. So now Gorn asks, well, Mani, whose opinion is this going like? E, Rebbe Loz ben Yaakov, if you're going to tell me it's the Shita back in the Mishnah, Rebbe Loz ben Yaakov, this is the category of Nidrei Zeruzin Havei. I know this already. Elav, so must be Rabbonin. This is the Shita of the Rabbonin, right? And they are cholik on him. Upligi, they argue. They hold that Nidrei Zeruzin are real Nidarim. Again, the Morah says, lo. La'olam, really, similarly, I could tell you, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's still the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Umoyd Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Bahai Nidra Havi. He says, in this case, this would be a neder. Mishum da Amalei, so again, a different answer. Now he says, Lav Malka Ana. I'm not a king. Meaning, a king is the opposite of a dog. The dog was the one who only took, but doesn't give back. A king is the only one, it just gives. I give out to others, but I don't take anything back. I'm not a melech, right? The mehenena loch, that I give benefit for you, va'at lo mahanes lim, you don't give hana back to me? No, so it's not Nidre's reason, but this is a real neder. I mean, I want this to be not a parasite, I want this to be a reciprocal relationship. I'm going to give to you, and you're going to give back to me, because I'm not a king, it's not a one-way street, right? Both the dog and the melech, right, are extremes, but the idea is that it's only going in one direction. The Kelev only receives, doesn't give back, and the Melech only gives, but doesn't receive. So it continues on the Gemara. Amle mar kashisha barei d'rav chizda l'rav ashi. Tashma, bring your raya from Mishnah and Chav Zayin. Nidre onsin, we're going to learn about that coming up, about a neder where it was, again, this parak has four different types of nedarim, so one coming attraction is nidre onsin, where it's an onus. It's something that's it's a circumstance like it's just beyond your control. Hidiru chaber rosh yoichel etzlo. The guy took a neder that he's going to eat by him. V'chola hu o chola beno, or he got sick, his son got sick. O sheikvu nahar, the river overflowed or something like that, and it stops him from coming. So these are all things that's an onus, right? So the one says like this, right? You don't have to be mata the neder in this case. So halav ha'achi, but if it was something that wasn't an onus, neder who? It would be a neder. So Mani, whose opinion is that? Seir Abilaz ben Yaakov, if this is the opinion of Abilaz ben Yaakov, Zeruzenhain is still the same thing. It's you're trying to encourage him and exhort him to come. So you see, elalav, it must be Rabbanon. Right? They hold this really was a good neder, upligi, and they do argue on his shita. So Rav Ashi says, La'olam Rebbe Loz ben Yaakov. Really, I can tell you this is the opinion of Rebbe Loz ben Yaakov. Umi sovred da'adre mizamna lezamina. Do you hold here that the host is taking a neder for his guest? Lo, that's not the case. The case is zamina adre lemezamna. The guest is taking that to be. He wants the host to take it to amrle. He says like this: Mazmantli lesudaseich. Are you inviting me to your seuda, to your meal? So amrle says in. He says yes. So then the guy who's the guest says, Neder zalecha? Is this a neder? Right, you're taking a neder that you're going to do that. Vinader, and he takes a neder, and then vecholahu. Then the guy gets sick. Oh, chola benor, son gets sick. Oh, sheik v'nahar. And then he got sick. The son got sick, or the river, you know, stopped him from coming. In this case, hareela nidre onsin. That's a case where it's an onus. It's beyond your control because who caused the neder to be taken? The guest did it. It wasn't the host. So you can't tell me that this is a case of Nidre's reason. So in this case, you would have to, you know, you couldn't be mocked to the Nidre unless it was a case of an onus like this. Okay, Amud Beis is a little bit of a shorter Amud, so maybe we'll stop here and we'll pick it up with the continuation in the next year.